In this week's edition of House Matters, we take a closer look at the Jamaican Parliament. Welcome and thanks for joining us. I'm Aldean Campbell.
The Legal Aid Council provides representation for persons taken into police custody for any criminal matter and a traffic offence. Request duty counsel of the arresting officer. Duty counsel representation is free.
The Parliament of Jamaica is a legislative branch of the government. It is a bicameral body composed of an appointed Senate and an elected House of Representatives. The Senate, also known as the Upper House, comprises 21 senators appointed by the Governor-General, 13 on the advice of the Prime Minister, and 8 on the advice of the Leader of the Opposition. The House of Representatives, or the Lower House, is made up of 63 members of Parliament, elected to 5-year terms on a first-past-the-post basis in single-seat constituencies. The Parliament meets at Gordon House at 81 Duke Street in Kingston. The maximum life of a Parliament is 5 years, at the end of which the House must be dissolved and a general election held. However, the Prime Minister may advise the Governor-General to dissolve Parliament at any time within the 5 years and name a date for general elections. The Jamaican Parliament was dissolved on February 5, 2016. General elections were held on February 25. This resulted in the Jamaica Labour Party forming the new administration. The country's new Prime Minister, Andrew Holness, was sworn in by the Governor-General, Sir Patrick Allen, at King's House on March 3. 61 of the 63 members of Parliament, or MPs, who won their seats in the February 25 general elections were sworn in on March 10 at the opening of the new Parliament at Gordon House. Absent were MP for Southern St. Andrew, Dr. Omar Davies, and MP for Southern St. James, Derek Kelliel. MP for North Central Clarendon, Pernell Charles Sr., was elected as Speaker of the House of Representatives, while MP for St. Elizabeth Southeastern, Franklin Whittle, was selected as Deputy Speaker. Prime Minister Andrew Holness urged his fellow parliamentarians to make themselves accessible and uphold the highest standard of public conduct. He also congratulated Mr. Charles on his appointment as Speaker of the House.
Your journey to this elevated chair is an inspiringly epic one, and we salute you. Yours is an awesome task. Tremendous responsibilities rest upon your shoulders. We have every confidence that you will be judicious, firm, impartial, and professional in presiding over the business of the House.
For her part, Leader of the Opposition, Portia Simpson Miller, noted that MPs have a duty to conduct themselves in a manner that will encourage more Jamaicans to participate in the electoral process. She also noted that the opposition will not fail in performing their duty.
We have been elected members of parliament to serve the people of Jamaica. We must remember at all times that every elected member of parliament is a representative of the people of the constituency we serve. We will not fail in performing that duty. We will be strong. We will be vigilant. We will be firm.
The swearing-in of the MPs followed the installation of members of the Senate. 19 members of the 21-member chamber took the oath. Absent were Noel Slowly and Don Webby. Senator Tom Tavares Finson was sworn in as President of the Senate, while Senator Albin Hill will serve as his deputy. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith is the new leader of government business in the Upper House, while Senator Mark Golding will serve as leader of opposition business. The new Senate president urged all members to ensure that their contributions are delivered in a manner that serves the country well.
It is my intention that my tenure as president of this Senate is marked by civility and constructive debate. To further facilitate useful debate, I'll be relaxing the rules which deal with the asking of questions.
Any Commonwealth citizen 21 years or older who has been domiciled in Jamaica for the 12 months preceding an election may become a member of the House of Representatives if elected. Among those who may not become members of the legislature are members of the Defense Force, persons serving a foreign government, judges of the Supreme Court or Court of Appeal, and persons holding or acting in public offices. The ceremonial opening of Parliament will take place on Thursday, April 14. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.